Monday, the 16th of August. The time is 22 minutes past 5 o'clock. I am at the end of Albert Drive. I am about to go and see a man called Hayden, a VAT officer, at number 36 Albert Drive, to see if he will repeat to me the scurrilous allegations and slanderous remarks that he is currently being repeating and saying all around Aberconway to all and sundry. Come on, aye. Hi. Sorry to bother you. Are you Hayden?
Yeah.
Hi.
What do you want?
I've come about. We're going to be pretty neighbours, sort of thing.
Sorry?
I've been at the house next door.
Yeah.
And the one across the road.
Yeah.
And I wondered if you'd let me do some measuring up, you know, at the back at yours.
Yeah, no problem.
Would that be alright?
Yeah? Yeah, no problem.
I'm Bill Wicklow.
Hi.
Alright, yeah?
Yeah.
You know the house next door?
Yeah.
And we went down to see Mr. Roberts, you know, the one further down.
What are you measuring up
for? My mother. You know the border that runs between yours and next door? Just wanted to... It was alright, just pace it out and see. Because I'm going to get an extension done. Alright, yeah. Sorry,
yeah.
The door was open, I rang the bell.
Yeah, no
okay.
Yeah?
Which way?
Down the door, yeah.
See, that's the... Oh, right. So it's like there, isn't it? Come along.
What,
there, like that.
Eh?
It actually goes a bit further down that side, doesn't it? Than yours.
I suppose it does, really. I don't think it's straight, is it?
No, it dips a bit, you know.
I wouldn't like to tell you where the actual... Because this is a bit like...
Pop that in there for a stick. Sorry to disturb you in that. Pop it in there. How long have you been here? Don't mind me asking. You've been here a long time.
9 years.
No, is it?
9 years in May.
May 91.
Yeah. Well, we went over to Mike Duncalf, you know.
Well, that big one.
You know, across the road. That was a little bit too much money, you know. 245, you know. So it's a lot. This one's, you know.
Yeah, but we were gobsmacked when we saw this in the paper for the price. Aren't you? We were quite impressed. Because we thought, oh,
yeah,
great. You know.
But I mean,
our house is worth more than we thought.
What you see for the price, you know, and what it actually goes for, you know, I mean,
it's
subject to contract now, you know, and we went down, but it's too small a property, you know, to Mr. Roberts down the road.
Is that Ian's?
At number 30,
yeah.
You know, he's just finished there, he's just come back in his four-wheel and that, but it's very small, you know, it's three-bedroom, but it's two-bedroom.
Well, we've done...
And like a study,
we've done quite a lot,
you know.
We've done quite a lot for this one. They could be huge.
This is an extension on the back.
Yeah, well, this was here when we came in.
Yeah. Well, this is it. You see, what I'm thinking is putting an extension at the back. And, you know, to put like an outdoor pool.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. And then, you know, with a cover over, you know, for the children.
We've got plenty of room there.
Oh, yeah.
Big garden. This was here.
You didn't mind me calling, sorry, are you going in the middle of tea or anything?
No, not at all, I finished cooking it. I think internally it's virtually...
They're pretty well the same, I'd imagine, you know, because, you know...
I've converted a lot to this one.
Have you put a dormer on the top?
It's got, Bollocks.
Alvin Bellickson, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's a, yeah. Yeah. We've had, I've had a quote from, I don't know if you know the firm, Amwell Construction.
Yes.
You know, and they're quite a big firm, and a couple of local builders as well.
Yeah, you know, just, real, aren't they?
That's right, yeah. They're quite a big firm, you know.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And we tried
they
to
just
go...
build a nice estate down the road now.
We tried to go through, you know, see if we can get the best price, you know, because we're going to put a pool to the kid, not absolute massive, you know,
yeah.
With a cover over, you know, so it's there in the winter as well,
yeah.
You know, for the children and that. I don't know, you might know my mother, you know, she has the shop in Craigadon. You know, the floristry shop, Hills.
No. But okay, Hills be the donkey or something.
Yes, yeah, floristry, yeah. It's Flora, you know. So, we're quite happy with it, you know. It's just a matter of... So
it's well, we like it here.
Yeah.
Must admit.
I was here the other day, actually, because, you know, we measured it down, and we had another chap, a builder, what's his name, Kramer, Aberconway, chap.
Don't touch him the barge pole.
Well, he's put a price in, you
don't
see.
Don't touch him with the barge pole, but don't tell him I said that.
Oh, no.
Honestly. Cowboy.
Is he?
Cowboy.
Well, the worrying thing that we had, because we spoke to Mike Duncroft,
yeah.
Right, and Mike Duncroft said, well, you know, you can get things done, you know, and he put us on to Anwil,
yeah.
Which we got.
If the names Craven come up, you don't know.
Oh, we met him.
What, Brian Craven?
I don't know his first name, no, it was, I'll tell you what he was his surveyor. Or something or other, you know, this type of thing.
They have sunglasses on.
Yeah, well, I think they were tinted glasses, yeah.
Don't touch him with a barge pole.
Because
the house that's falling down, and you're going to pay about twice.
The worrying thing that we had over this chap, to be honest with you, was he gave us, I've got it there, Aberconway Construction, one from Amwell, and his price was very good.
Yeah.
I'm being honest, I mean, I've never met a builder like him. We met him, he took us out to dinner, and we went with him, and he showed us around. I mean, it's in local football, he took us around to the local club, the Conway United Club, you know, and he's, I don't know what he is there, but he's, you know, but the thing that I didn't like, and this is why we measured up ourselves and then got on to Amble, I'd rather pay a better price if what you're saying is right, because he then turned around and he gave us an estimate and it didn't seem to include it, and when I mentioned it he said, leave that to me, you know, so we mentioned it to Mike Duncroft, you know.
What didn't it include?
Well, it didn't include, you know, like there was no spec there for VAT and everything, you know what I mean, so I didn't know, and I mentioned it to a couple of people here in the area. My mother knows a lot more people than me, and they said, well, you know, he's well known around here, you know, he's established,
yes,
sort of, you know.
He is well known.
This is nice how you've got this flagged up, you know. What are you going to do? You have it turfed, or?
No, it was turfed. I'm going to sort of put a path in and
it's lovely, it's a bit of a sun trap as well, isn't it?
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
As I say, I mean, well, my family's into floristry and everything. I've had a business in Manchester and that. What do you do yourself?
It's funny you mentioned that word, you see, that's why I put you up. I'm a VAT inspector.
Oh, gosh.
and that's why I know of them.
You know of... Well, we've not given them the job, I mean,
no,
you know,
no.
I mean, and
mind
obviously
you,
they'll take on board
the
exactly
end,
what you're saying.
No, at the end of the day,
I'll be honest with you, I don't think I will give them the job, because, you know, it was all a little bit quick for me, you know, I mean, we met this other chap, and he had a big four-wheel drive.
Yes, that's Creamer.
That's Creamer.
It was rumoured that Creamer was going to be on, you know, the ferret?
Yes, yeah.
He was going to be on, he was going
well,
to
that's the Welsh programme, they have, like...
He was going to be exposed on that.
Oh, Christ. so we've had a narrow escape.
Well, at the end of the day, I'm always for one for getting things done, not on the cheap, but for the best.
Well, we're looking for the right price.
That's
just
right.
And he seemed locally well known. And I follow amateur football.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I have them when we were in Droylsden, when we were there. I've always followed amateur football. I've been a keen player, not much good. Do you know what I mean? My time, more Sunday
well,
league.
I'm deeply involved in local football as well.
Oh, right.
So I know what we're doing.
He took us down to the local club, you know, the Conway club,
yeah.
You know. He took us down there, and then he took us out. We had a meet. We met this other friend of his. This, I don't know, he's like Brian.
Brian.
This is the
Brian.
Chap with the.
Yeah, he has got.
And they seem very friendly.
In fairness to them, they've got a very good reputation. They've, to give you an idea of what they do, what they're specialists in, they've fitted out all the fat cats.
Oh yes, yeah, I know that. Well, there's one.
They've done the fat cats.
There's one near Manchester. There's one. We were down in. Where were we? Leicester.
Derby, Nottingham.
Oh, I don't know them all.
Bangor. They're all over the place.
Of course, there's one here in London, though, isn't there?
They're all over the place, and they've done them all.
Oh, they've done all the work.
Oh yes, yeah, so
so they're well capable.
They can't be rubbish.
Right.
And
yeah.
At the end of the day, in all honesty, if they don't make any provision for VAT, then that's not your bloody lookout, is it?
No, quite. That'd be theirs. It's just that.
But all I say is, tread carefully with them because there was a rumour going round that they were going to be Creamer, not Craven. Creamer was going to be exposed on the ferret.
Right.
You know those bad storms we had last Christmas.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't know. We weren't here then, were we? But my mother experienced all that,
well,
and she had a little bit of damage.
You know,
but apparently there were some people that were very unfortunate.
Yeah, but it was the case of, you know, 50 quid a tile type jobbing. They were ripping off old deers, he was. Alleged.
Actually ripping off the
alleged,
old people?
Alleged.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad, you know, to have spoken to you. It's just that he was right up my street, you know, we've been in the football thing,
yeah.
And he brought us there, and it's a lovely ground. They've got a stand there, you know, and
a lot of work.
Done a lot of work, and I presume that, I presume that he'd done work there, you know, that type of thing.
Anvil's are very good.
They're a big rail company.
Yes,
in that.
They are, yeah.
But I actually did, I spoke to a couple of people, and they said, well, yeah, they're a local firm, but there was bits of gossip going round, and I mean, as you say, you'd know better than you.
There's a load of gossip around about them. There is.
I think we get it flagged here like that, you know, down the bottom.
You
know, I mean, we've had enough of the turf.
A lot of people would say they're likeable rogues, basically.
Yes, but I mean, a likeable rogue nonetheless is a rogue, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah,
I'm looking to, you know, spend a lot of money.
Yeah, but at the end,
and at the end of the day,
though, if you're spending a lot of money, you're saving 70.5% of it. That's not your lookout, is it?
Yeah, but how would I stand on that?
You don't stand. It doesn't affect you at all.
He'd be answerable rather.
I'd love to see his face when you said, "Oh, I've met my prospective next door neighbour, Hayden Williams."
Well, no, of course I won't.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall of that. We can't do that.
He seems to do very well because he's got vehicles, and he took us out for a meal, as I say, and he was with this chap Brian, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he was he looked to be very well, but he's a surveyor, I think, that's what he was doing.
He's the main man, actually, I'd say. Brian is the main man.
Right. You know. So you're happy here, you've been quite happy here. As I say, we went down and saw Mr. Roberts's, but it's tiny. No disrespect to the chap, you know, but it's tiny. And
the
other one over here, Mike's place, was.
But when you look at these,
a bit too dangerous, you know what I mean?
When you look at these from the front, they look small.
They do. The dry stretches down, and I think that one actually drops back a little, just a tiny bit further than yours, you know.
I don't know if it's on a. Well, yeah, you can see, but not an awful lot, you know.
It just dips a little bit, doesn't it?
Because it's pretty.
Because both properties same age, aren't they? You know.
This is
a lovely road.
I saw the advert for that, and it said 1920s. Now I've always thought it was 1930s, but I don't know.
Yes, but 20 to 30, they put it in. I was looking to see, he's got a lot of raised tiles there, you see.
You will, presumably you'll be having a survey on it.
Well, yes, it's subject to survey now, you know, and it's subject to contract actually, by the survey, it's fine.
The front chimney's...
It's a little bit, yeah, but I was made aware of that.
We just had that one done.
You've had all the render done there, have you?
That chimney's just been done.
Yeah.
Simply because we were getting, damp, or damp.
An indication of damp.
Right.
On the chimney breast.
Right.
Yeah, because we have, unlike next door where there's...
Well, we've got this chap coming from Amwell, and he's, you know, we're going to see what he says. Because, as I said, we've got a marvellous price off this other chap, but it seemed a marvellous price, as I say, and, you know, I didn't realise you'd know him, and I mean, if he's, as you said, crooked,
I'd rather, you know, a good builder.
Hey?
There's the lad who built the garage here and built Liz's garage. I'd recommend him to anybody.
I met this lady next door, your neighbour. I met this lady because we came to look, and a bit cheeky actually, and you were on holiday at the time, and this lady, I think, was looking after your home.
Yeah, she
you know, and she was there, she came out, you know, she spoke to us then, you know.
But he's a good lad. He's a good small... See, the thing with...
But at the end of the day, if we're going to be neighbours or anything, I'd rather listen to what you've got to say. I mean, I wouldn't take a chance, because it's a lot of money to speculate about, you know.
He's a local lad, Phil Dews.
And he's all right, is he?
Excellent. Well, he built this one, and...
I mean, if you were going to get this re-turfed tomorrow, even though he's not...
Phil did all the flagging.
He's not a... Who would you get?
I'll
take it you wouldn't get this Mr. Kramer or Creamer.
Well, you wouldn't do the work for me anyway. No, Phil did both of these garages.
This wasn't there, you've had this done.
It was a wooden one, and Liz's was a wooden one.
Oh, right, nice. Yeah. Yeah. So,
basically, since we've been...
Mr. Roberts has got a boat in here, so they're quite big, you know,
so... We've had the garage done, and we have the,
I've got friends, we've got friends in Overlew Avenue, we've got friends around the corner there, and in fact, we've been invited for tea, and we've got all this bumps now to go mull over. But when this goes through, we'll pop and see you anyway. All right, nice to have met you. All right,
okay. You won't, I'll tell you what.
Nice to meet. What is it? Hayden
Williams.
Hayden Williams, yeah. Right.
You won't, I'll tell you what, you won't be.
As I say, this is Eileen, my name's Bill Wicklow. But I'm very grateful
for
you,
local
boys.
At the moment.
We're down here, to be honest, I've just actually bought a bar in town.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The, you know, the U-Bar.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing, that one.
Yeah.
1 minute it was the Gresham.
That's
the
right,
next
yes.
Minute it was
yeah.
The U-Bar.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just something we're trying, you know, I mean, it's, we're going to actually change it again. We've learnt a few lessons over the last few weeks, to be honest with you.
The house was like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Originally, it was open.
Right.
And then the previous owners blocked it in.
Yes, yeah.
And made like a little office.
Yeah, to work from home.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This is nice what you've done. I mean, I'd do something like this.
See, up to the wall there, yeah?
Yeah, I see.
That was the front of the house with that door there. So you had like a
where
little...
the door is there.
The door's there.
Let me just look at that other one. Oh, yeah. Yes, I've got you. I've got you, yeah. We've asked this chap that you know, we've asked him for a complete spec on everything that we wanted.
Yeah.
And of course, he's come back to us. It's a marvellous price. I mean, you know, to get the pool done and everything, you know, heated and covered, talking £18,000, which is a good price, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done my homework and it is a good price. Then we're discussing sort of a small extension at the back or a lean over, you know.
Yeah.
And then, of course, here at the front, I realise it would be copying yours, but, you know, I mean, it is so nice, do you know what I mean? And he looked at it all, and the figures were fantastic.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, obviously you've got to ask around, and I'm lucky enough. And when I mentioned it, this is the thing, I've been quite honest with you, when I mentioned it, I didn't know you were the HE chap, but when I mentioned it across the road here, the chap said to me, I'd be, well, asking you, but I thought that he'd done work for you. Do you understand? I didn't realise that you knew him, yeah, and as you say, he's a, you know, a bit of a charlatan or whatever.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, that's nothing, that shouldn't concern you, should it?
Well, no, but I mean, at the end of the day, I want things to be right, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I mean, the moment I said to you, you know, what's he like, you said complete cowboy, and that's good enough for me, because at the end of the day, it's not a matter of the man losing work, I don't care if he loses work, I want it to be right.
Yeah.
And I've got other options,
which
is animal construction and whatever.
But in saying that, obviously the owners of the Fat Cat bars, restaurants are very happy with him.
Right.
He's done all the work for them. We're not going to let him do really bars all over the place, are they, if they're not happy?
Right, but
I mean, you've got to look at your
obviously
look at
there'll
that.
Be an aspect where he conducts himself that you're not happy with, and as far as I'm concerned,
yeah, but
I'd rather take advice than give advice in a situation
but,
I don't know anything about.
That's not commenting on the quality of his
work, yeah.
His work.
But, you know, as I say, with the price, I mean, like...
Put it like this, he's well known.
Right, I'm not, you know, like, I'm not VAT registered.
No.
As yet, I'm going to have to be now for the business I'm in now. Do you know what I mean? But I'm not VAT registered
yeah.
as such now. And I like to know that who I'm dealing with. Do you understand what I mean? You know? So, we've got an appointment at 3:30 tomorrow. So we'll pop again. You might see me with the measure and everything. Thanks very much, Aidan. All right,
okay,
thanks a lot. Thanks, nice to meet you. All right, okay. Yeah,
I thought
all right.
You, I thought you people trying to come to sell her a bed.
No.
She's got some.
Did you get my phone? All right, see you again, yeah? Bye-bye now.
Bye.
You mentioned you're interested in football.
Yeah.
Would you like an invite one Sunday afternoon? Because he's treated us, this chap. Not Sunday afternoon, the first game of the season. He gave us 4 tickets. You know.
For Conway?
Yeah, or you
know. No, I'm trying to know junkie. I'm involved with transaction.
Oh, right. So it's.
So I'll be brushing.
It's rival teams,
I'll
isn't
be it? Changing rooms and.
Apparently, he invited us down, you know, and he said, come,
yeah,
you know.
He was involved with Conway.
Yeah,
that's
you know.
Basically how I know, really, Brian, from Creamer, I haven't a clue. I've never spoken to the bloke.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian, he's been a very good servant of Conway United for years.
Right, because they took us there and they've got this, I was quite impressed.
Oh, yes, it's a lovely little setup.
You know, I don't know who.
Shame they haven't got the team to go with it.
I'll see when I go over anyway.
There's me criticising their team. Pretty hell.
I didn't realise I would have taken you both, you know, over with us, you know what I mean? But obviously as well, if you know this chap and you don't, you know, see eye to
eye. I don't think he would appreciate it if you took me there, so
I understand.
All right then, Hayden. Bye now. Bye-bye.